witch. And what does a witch do? What does she do? When any person gets, he or she gets haunted by a ghost, what happens? You may feed that person as much amount of food you want, but that person stays unhealthy. And people wonder, oh, he can finish drums and drums of foodstuff, but he's not giving any help. What happens? Instead of eating that food, that ghost eats all that food. But nobody can diagnose that. Similarly, this desire, which is sitting in our heart, the desire of pratishtha, to name and fame, it eats away all the fruits of chanting, remembering, engaging in this sense of devotional service. But we don't even notice it. Years and years pass by, following the process, and we don't realize anything. Why? Because we don't really eat the juice, the fish, which is sitting in our heart. The Mahaprabhu is forbidding that a devotee should be very careful. And on the contrary, what else he should be doing? He should be ready to give honor to everyone, appropriate honor to everyone. If he doesn't do that, then what will happen? His heart will never become peaceful. So these two things are very important. And what more he should do? Manase, two minds, always, constantly, 24 hours, while he's waking, in his sleep, in his dreams, he should simply think about Krishna, about Krishna, always about studying Krishna. And through his internal form, through his spiritual internal form, what he should do? Radha Krishna Seva, serving the divine couple in Vrindavan. So these are the instructions which Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, appearing to be just four lines, but they contain all the essence of service for Raghunath. And later, Sri Sarup Damodar, he very nicely explained all these things to Raghunath Das. He continues to stay in Jagannath Puri for 16 years, and later in that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave him Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in his devotees. How he considered Govardhan Sila like Vrindavanandan Ramchandra himself. Non-different from Krishna, it's exactly Krishna himself. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would keep that Govardhan Sila on his eyes, sometimes on his heart, when he used to feel the pangs of separation from him. So that Sila he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami and gave to Gunjamala. Upon receiving this wonderful gift from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling so much expressive that how Mahaprabhu is so merciful to him that he has given him his duty to the Lord through Krishna himself. And by giving Gunjamala, what he has done, he has actually given him Srimati Radhika, or has given him the service of Srimati Radhika. So Raghunath Das Goswami is now completely overwhelmed with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was serving Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala.
After that, what you think? Happy days went on. Mahaprabhu purpose was solved. Advaitacharya sent him a poem that you should come back to Golok Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu anyhow always observed them, Gambhira, always dating Krishna, with Sarup Damodar. After some time, he left his body. All the associates began to wait, and whole Jagannath Puri became like a desert. Gradually, Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanun. So the other Pandit even, after that, Raghunath was there, but he wanted to die in separation. Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Sarup Damodar? Always waiting. He wanted to die, but how he can die? So he left Jagannath Puri and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to climb up on the Govardhan and to fall down and to be there. Or he should jump in Jamuna. But Jamuna, no river. Why? And in the meantime, Rupa Sanatan met him and he said, I also wanted to die, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, die will not do, it will not give you love and acceptance. So please follow us, being Radha Sindh and all this. And he became After some time, what became Rupa Goswami also, Sanatana Goswami, oh, they went to their Lord, Radhakrishna and Mahaprabhu, who said they know Guru. Then he was so much upset. And he began to chant a slok like that. Tum dayate maha tum nyayate maha gosham griddham ajgarayate vyagra tum dayate tundam oh in separation of Sri Rupa Goswami fire I will be no shelter at all. I left all this shelters and I was getting in the Lord's center, the shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. They had also quite a lot. Now I took shelter in the Govardhan, but now his life and ghost means braja, what life? Jai. And Giriraj life, serpent. Radha Kunda, what should I do? Reminding his past times of Radhati's Ashtakadi Lila, he saw Rati Manjari. And the service of Rati Manjari, remembering, went to Swami. Follow Raghunath Das Goswami, if you want to be a pure devotee, you should always remember the instructions of Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami and his life and career. Then love and affection. Also today is the birthday of Vishwanath Chakravarti. But only who was Raghunandan, who was one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya, all the class of learning. And he was teacher of Sangeet Vidya. Always living with him. So, when he was dancing once, his ankle bell and it went 6 miles away from there, and there became a very big bomb. Is still in his birthplace. We went there and we saw his glory. Always with Mahaprabhu. He had some connection with Mukunda Ghosh, Basu Ghosh, all the relationships. All the living. He has a tree, Kadamba tree. Only two flowers he used to be there daily. And he used to take and to serve his family. And also, once he was serving Sanjugal or Mahaprabhu, Sanjugal Parham. And so many coconut fruits were brought. One of the servants brought. And he kept on wash and kept in the door. Oh, he can do it. The dust here coming and touching the all are coming and the food dust are coming. So you should throw it. He was so clear. So anything pure can be given to Satan. Even if he will offer anything, if your heart is not pure, he will not say. This will never say. So Raghunandan, what else? Raghunandan is your father or you are son of Raghunandan, that same person. To whom? Mukunda. Mukunda was son of Raghunandan. But Mahaprabhu asked Raghunandan, you are son of Mukunda or Mukunda is your son? He told that I am son of Mukunda. Oh, Mukunda was father. He told I am son of my son. Why? Because he brought me. So those who brought bring to Krishna, he is really alive. So there are some. Now this one happened. And very brief, beautiful. prosperity, only some people. In 5 minutes, not more than. And dance should be ready. Drama. They should be ready quickly. In a moment I will tell them to do. Very interesting, but very high class of speaking audience.
So, today's disappearance, they are Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur have ordered me to discuss something about speaking. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, for Sadhakas, he composed so many books like Bindu, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Ujjal Nilmani Kiran, and Bhagavatamrit Swarna.
When he made it,
before coming in Vrindavan,
or when he was a student in his school of his Gurudev,
here,
his father and Gurudev were sent.
And Rajbhatma Chandrika, Madhurya Kadambini, and so many commentary like commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Bhagavad Gita, commentary of Bhakti Swami Sindhu, commentary of Ujjal Nilmani, commentary of Chaitanya Charitamritam.
So, Amrita Lahari.
So many prayers for Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and Mahasri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and their associates.
Also, he is the manifestation of Rupa Goswami, Parthi Abadi. Oh, so
he was manifestation of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad and established Paramore Mood. So, at that time, there so many Vaishnavas. They became furious. Oh, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told about Sakyavad, but Chakravarti Thakur is going against of Jiva Goswami Pad and seeking Parakyavad or Taramar Mood. Oh, we have to kill him. Na rahega bas, na bajegi basuri. If we kill him, then he could not preach anymore Parakyavad or Taramar Mood. But Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told in his writing, Shikshya Likitam Kinshit, Kinshit Likitam Parekshya. I am writing something for my own mood, and something I am writing for others who are unqualified to understand this paramore mood. The Vaishnavas who could not understand the Jiva Goswami's mood, they thought that Chakravarti Thakur is quite opposite of Jiva Goswami, so we have to kill him. The Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, being in Vrindavan, used to do parikrama of Vrindavan dham every day, about 5 crores. So one day he was doing parikrama, that Vaishnavas hide themselves inside a grove with some eggs and sticks. When he'll pass through in this grove, we shall kill him. Then man can understand. So in this Vishwanatha was doing parikrama, and he entered that through that grove was passing. The meantime, they became ready to kill Chakravarti Thakur. And they saw one teenage girl and asked, "Lali, have you seen Chakravarti Thakur?" The teenage girl naively replied, "Oh," and said, "What is your identification? Who are you?" She told, "Oh, I am from Jabot. My family has sent to me to collect some flowers, so I came here." And she passed through a little bit and smilingly disappeared. After that, they saw again Chakravarti Thakur. Then they understood that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is not an ordinary person. So then they came to him and full flat on his lotus feet and asked for forgiveness and took initiation from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and told, "Please excuse me." Then Chakravarti Thakur, he was not stopped by them, and he preached Parakya Mood freely, no obstacle at all. So for Sadhakas, he wrote Madhurya Kadambini. In Madhurya Kadambini, he gave us some highlights how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. When he took first initiation from Gurudev, Gurudev told, "You will chant 16 rounds a day, rested Vaishnavas, and do arati, etc., etc." Then he became very enthusiastic. "Oh, now today I became Vaishnav." And he completed his round at first. After that,
going to sleep or for prasad. Family member or mother or anyone is calling, Prabhu please come, oh my dear son please come and take prasad. No, no, I have to finish my rounds. Unless until I will not finish my rounds, I will not able to take prasad. And so they became very enthusiastic. Just like our Guru Bhargava has given example. When you send your small boy to school, and we have given one book, a red book like A for apple, B for bear, C for cat, D for deer, went to school. And he learned 4 or 5 alphabets, and teacher said him, oh, you are very good boy, extremely intelligent. When he came back his house, oh, became very happy. Oh, I am very good boy. And next day when he went to school, he could not answer properly. Then teacher, who is this here? Coming back, look like very doomed. Mother is calling, oh my dear son, what happened? And next third day doesn't like to go to school. Similarly, when he took initiation, then he became very enthusiastic. This is called Utsaha Mohim. After some days, he could not complete our rounds, headache came, and could not understand some philosophy. Then it became Ghanotarala, sometimes thick and sometimes thin. Sometimes so much enthusiastic, sometimes nothing, a little bit. So Ghanotarala. And after that, next stage called Buddha Vikalpa, means indecision. What shall I do? Today is the appearance day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. We have heard so many things. Being household life, our love and affection is divided in so many places. Better, I shall take renounce order. So many renounced person is traveling with Gurudev. I will be in their party, then I can serve Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Gati properly. And next moment, when Gurudev leaves from here, next moment going house, oh, what shall I do? Aham ekitaro vriddho. Oh, my parents are quite old. And if I leave this house, then my wife will be like widow. Who will take care for her? And my kids, they're quite small. When I used to come back from my business, then he used to come in broken language, Chad, candy please. So who will take care of them? So now he is in decision. Shall I be in renounced life or in household life? This is called Buddha Vikalpa. When you are doing bhajan, sometimes renunciation comes in our mind, sometimes not. It's called Buddha Vikalpa. After that, Vishaya Sangara. During bhajan, sometimes seeing these material things, sometimes I overcome of them and sometimes they defeat us. Sometimes we defeated by material desire, sometimes we conquered material desire. It's called Vishaya Sangara. Vishaya means material thing, Sangara means fighting with them. Vishaya Sangara. After that, Taranga Rangini. Taranga Rangini means, after that, Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means, if you disdain Sandhi, Niyam plus Akshama, Niyamakshama. You took some vow, I shall do this, do that, and after that I'll do this, do that, everything. Like in rule and regulation, when you are chanting and doing arjan or meditating, you should not give up at that time and should not stood up and should not do other words. If your Gurudev will come, then or any elevated Vaishnava will come, you have to must give up that service, even you are doing arjan of dhiti, and have to come and respect Gurudev or elevated Vaishnava, and taking permission from them have to go there. Otherwise, you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. Just like I am giving an example, in ancient India there was a king named Indradumna. Giving up his household life, he went to jungle and was meditating. At that time, Agastya Rishi was passing through that area. King Agastya Rishi, he opened his eyes once and closed again. Then Agastya Rishi came and told, oh, what kind of devotee you are? I am Agastya Rishi Jagadguru, you are not respecting me. You are sitting like an elephant. You must be elephant. And he became elephant
And even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the fighting between elephant and crocodile, the same is that Dumna Maharaj was elephant. So he took some vow, but could not mention. Augusta Rishi has come. His duty was to do that and respect him, welcome him. But he could not do so. In his mind it was, I took vow that I shall break my vow. This is Niyama Kshama. And Tarangarangini. In Tarangarangini, when he overcomes all these stages, after that he is chanting and sometimes during chanting, remembering, some test is coming from material desire. Then he is not defeated by them, but yes, he is realizing their face. It is called Taranga Rangini. Taranga means waves, Rangini means to play. He has seen that waves of material desire playing, but could not affect him. This anartha, in sadhu stage, this must be there. When in more advanced in Krishna consciousness, under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev, being in a good association, then we'll overcome of the six stages. Still there are some anarthas there. It's called loy, dikshet, apratipatti, kasai, prasasad. What is loy? Loy means to sleep. Just like Gurudev gave us initiation and told, tomorrow Pundarika will do fire sacrifice. Before that you can chant your Gayatri mantras by finger, which Gurudev had showed you. And you will give some outline, you meditate this and that. So you cover your hand with cloth and are meditating. And that time, sleepness comes. You forget when you start to chant your Gayatri mantras. Sometimes you are chanting, you ever forget that what mantra you are chanting, your mind went to your business. Sometimes your mind went to whom you called 10 days before or 20 years before. Your mind went there. And especially you fall asleep. In meditation or tomorrow you become more sleepy, and when you are hearing Harikatha, I have seen also during Harikatha Gurudev somebody is going to trance. Though they are not in trance in Mulamba, yet they are going in trance. It's also category of loy. And when you do kirtan, then less sleep. Very rare chance for sleeping. So more sleepless will come kirtan to shravan, and more will come shravan to smaran. It's called loy. Dikshep. Dikshep means Dikshep means D means specially, and special way Kshep means obstacle. When we are doing shravan, kirtan, etc., at that time you could not attention properly. It's called Dikshep or Pratipatti. What you are hearing from class, from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, could not accept properly, you are hearing, but next moment you forget. It's called apratipatti. Kasai, though there is no law which says apratipatti, there is some fault. And rasasar, and sometimes material space is coming, it's called rasasar. When all this will go, then bhakti ri bhavati naishthiti, then nishtha will come. After the Ruti Asati, etc., we shall hear from Gurudev Lekaran. Hare Krishna. Bansha Kalvatari.
One most important thing of Srila Vishnu Prabhupada Thakur, that he sent Baldev Vidyabhushan in jail. There were so many things in opposition of Radha and Krishna. So Radha Krishna is not married by Indian culture by reciting mantra and everything. So in temples Radha and Krishna are worshipped, and Gaudiya Vaishnava are no Vaishnava Sampradaya. They have no Vedanta Sutra coming. So King was very upset, he was disciple of Gaudiya Vaishnava. He sent a message to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But he was too old, and his greatness wanted to give up Vrindavan, so he sent Baladev Vidyabhushan. And he went there in a night, he wrote Govinda Bhashya, very real, very authentic, with so many proofs. And he established that O Radha Krishna, love is pure and basic. Sat, Radha and Krishna together. And he defeated all opposite party of Sri Sampradaya. For this was the biggest thing. And he did more things. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki. Now drama plays, they should begin at once. And you should do kirtan of Jai Govinda, Jai Govinda.
Sir John, in a moment.
Jai Jai Murali Manohara Nandalala, Murali Manohara Nandalala, Jai Jai Murali Manohara Nandalala. Jai Jai Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohara Nandalala, Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Guru Dev, Jai Jai, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Sachinandan Jaya Gaura Hari, Sachinandan Jaya Gaura Hari.
just short announcement. The devotees can obtain Sri Gurudev's lectures. We are sending out lectures every day almost. If you have email, please give your email address to Srimati Samarani Didi or Radhika Didi. Also, we will send more reports. So anyone who is already receiving on the Harikatha list, they can also subscribe to this new email distribution network, and you will receive even more nectar. Only thing you have to do, give your email address to Samarani Didi or Radhika Didi. Also, anyone who wants to distribute flyers for inviting guests and devotees for programs, there is a standard flyer, Samarani Didi. A standard flyer has been made available on floppy disk. Those of you who have centers in Fiji or Sydney or any place in the world, you can obtain floppy disk from Samarani Didi and take it to your place, and you can easily use it for invitation for festival. Hare Krishna. Yeah, they are ready.
Hare Krishna, tomorrow will be fire sacrifice, 8:30 a.m. in Giriraj Gaudiya Math. We have taken initiation and requesting them to assemble there and participate in fire sacrifice. Hare Krishna. And today somebody has took initiation, but due to her, he could not announce their name. We shall announce their name tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Now, Dama, they can start drama, please.
For the pleasure of Srila Gurudev and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Sannyasins, we will try to present a story at one disciple's relationship with her Guru Maharaj, inspired by the story that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Krishnananda Goswamipad about the astrologer who approached the poor man with some wonderful news of his father's inheritance. However, he warned him not to search for that wealth in the north, south, or west, but only to dig for that treasure in the east, and thus he would be assured of all success. We have tried to include as much Krishna Tattva as possible, especially Krishna's Rupa Madhuri as described in Vanadeep, and the reason for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 4. So we sincerely hope that you accept our humble offering. Gaura Panandu, Hari Hari Bol.
I'm so unfortunate, Lord, that I have fallen into this material world, that one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to deliver me. Seeing me so fallen and wretched, he took pity on me. Seeing me bereft of everything and just about to give up my life, he gave me some wonderful news, which gave me new life.
Present. actually, that treasure is within your very self.
In myself? But how can I realize that wealth?
It is very easy. Just give up all of your sinful activities and chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the easiest, fastest, and only recommended way of obtaining Krishna Prema, love of God, which is the recommended goal of life in this dark age of Kali. So chant and be happy.
Yes, I will certainly try. I was such a fool that I forgot these instructions and I began to deviate towards the self. Hey Gurudev, I have one question. Well, there's this one boy who I've been observing for quite some time, and his name is Shama Sundarga. He's one of your dearest sons, and he's always going in so nice ways, and he can sing so nicely. And I was thinking that he'd be a very good husband for me, and then I could assist him in his service to you, in Krishna's service. And all of our children will offer for Krishna's service. And this way I can dedicate my body, mind, and family, and everything I own at your lotus feet.
Oh, my dear darling daughter, don't go in that direction. There are terrible hornets there that will bite you. Don't try to enjoy married life. You have already had uncounted husbands and uncounted children. An uncounted life filled with uncounted misery. Do you want to continue suffering? Actually, I've arranged for one sweet boy to be married to you. He won't cause you any pain and suffering. He will give you eternal bliss. His name is Krishna. He is the most beautiful boy in all of the true world. In fact, his beauty cannot be described by comparison. It cannot even be described by words. But I shall try. Kimbai hapi chan, natavaya vapu, kanyu chanikaya, vivat vasa, chanikapi chan, vajayan kim jamalam, ranjan veno, adol sudaya, pranyan dopavinda, sundaranyan, vaparamanam, Pravishadji Chakirtihi.
Shama Sundar has now entered the forest of Vendadevi accompanied by Saka. The whole forest has become alive. Oh, how beautiful he looks with his curls of black hair woven into a top knot, decorated with pearls and jewels and crowns with peacock feathers in the shape of a half moon, giving the impression of a rainbow on a newly formed cloud. On his golden chikambara, which is most splendidly resplendent, like lightning, adorns his body, his complexion of which certainly defeats the colour of any monsoon cloud. On his broad chest, a beautiful Vaijanti mala swings gently and gracefully. He wears a mildly aromatic yellow chimera flower behind his ear, thereby increasing his beauty of his peerless youth.
But then I was such a fool that forgetting this I again became deviated and this time I began going up towards the north.
Darling daughter, I've noticed every day you're reading one book. Very much absorbed in this book. Can you tell me what you're reading?
Well, I found this book on Hatha Yoga, and it's so interesting. I've already begun learning this greatly beneficial process, which is so conducive for Bhakti Yoga. I was thinking that I could take up teaching as a profession, and then I could make so much money to help the inner Christians of it.
Oh, my dear daughter, don't go down that path. There's a very poisonous python there that will devour you. Don't hanker for anything other than what I've given you. I've already given you that highest treasure. Cherish this for the rest of your life. I don't want any money from you. All I want is your pure heart. Remember, I've already offered this to Krishna. If you're unchaste, he may even abandon you. So have one pointed devotion to Krishna. Do you understand?
But then, like a fool, I again became humiliated. And this time, I began to veer off towards the west. Krishna Hare Krishna Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. Oh, Gurudev, I met my Babaji in Rajasthan, and he told me. He said, everyone in all the temples chant this mantra. Nobody chants Hare Krishna anymore. I think it's higher. It includes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna.
What? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this world and he gave the Maha Mantra. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavidaha, Puno Sujinitamutro, Banat Banam, Nama Nama No. This mantra is non-different from Radha and Krishna. It is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates. So don't go down that path. There's a terrible ghost there that will possess you and you'll go completely mad. Take my instructions without changing them and follow them to your best of your ability. I guarantee if you'll do that, you will achieve all success.
Oh, Gurudev, no matter how hard I try, I cannot follow your instructions. Somehow or other, I always become deviated. Please, show me the path by which I will never become deviated.
Don't worry. Follow me. In the east, there is a very beautiful place known as the Lok Vrindavan. It is Chinmaya, transcendental, made of Chintamani. All the trees and all the cows there are Kalpavriksha. They will fulfill all of your desires. Krishna resides in this place with all of his friends. They love to play and dance and joke and have fun together. They are completely absorbed in Satyaram.